Playoff victories, you know, they're special, each and every one of them. Very pleased with the performance of our football team, all three phases. You know, we really come out at the beginning of the game, made a few mistakes on offense that cost us. Our defense did a great job, you know, just staying the course. I thought the goal line stand was huge. You know, the challenge, you know, keeping that ball out of the end zone. The goal line stand, you know, holding them to a field goal, and then we got going on offense. So, and I thought Tim Mastey, started off with a couple punts there, and then was able to flip the field position. So that's where you have to play. You need contribution from all three phases, and we got that done tonight. So, excellent win. To come in here and get that done was a big challenge.
Anything stand out on offense as a difference maker for you, where you finally play? You woke up and we're doing what we need.
Well, offense, we were able to play, you know, run and pass, and it just simplified. And that's what you have to do. And it starts with the quarterback. He has to be able to manage the whole thing, and he's exceptional at that. And you know, our guys up front did a good job of reacting to, you know, some of the things they started the game. They went heavy base defense against us and tried to keep us out of running the ball when we had our fullback on the field. So good adjustments on the sideline, good adjustments with the players and coaches, and obviously we were very productive. Definitely. I mean, it's, you know, we've been seeing similar game plans, you know, for a while now. So, I mean, Washington stuck to their game plan. Joe Barry's, you know, excellent football coach. And, you know, we were really concerned about particularly the way they take the ball away. So our guys did a very good job protecting the football there to the end. But that was going to be a big, big key for us today. So
you seem to protect the quarterback better.
Protection was better. I mean, and really it's a reflection of the run game, able to stay in some action passing that we've had to get away from.
What was your gut read on Trevor's play?
You know, we didn't help him. You know, the one time early there on the sack, the safety. You know, that's one of the mistakes I was referring to. So, yeah, but after that, I thought he settled in, played well.
What do you think of this Redskins team?
Good football team, playoff team. I mean, they obviously won their division. Good balance throughout their team. I think their quarterback is, you know, someone that was very impressive, not only today but, you know, through the film study. We obviously had a lot of respect for their perimeter group. I think it was evident the way we played them. We put it on our D-line. Our D-line got it done today.
Frank, what's it like to see your offense rolling again? I think five straight possessions where you scored. What's that like to you as a play caller, as a coach, having not seen that happen a lot?
Well, I mean, that's the way you want to play offense. You know, when you get in the playoffs, you don't have to talk about the regular season anymore. I don't know if you guys got the memo on that. So, but no, yeah, thanks. It's the way you need to play, and we're gonna have to play. We have to play that way moving forward.
Reed hurt you early.
Well, I mean, the middle of the field, the matchups, and, you know, particularly, you know, the two shell coverages, and so, you know, he made some good catches. And, you know, the touchdown over Micah was an excellent throw right over top of Micah's helmet. So, excellent player. I think if you just watch the way the game was called defensively, you could tell us what kind of respect we had for their perimeter.
Mike, what do you think clicked in for Aaron today?
Aaron was playing a little fast at the beginning of the game and just settled in. I mean, that's how these games go. These games are, to me, obviously a huge challenge on the road, but we're playing against an uncommon opponent. So, there was some uneasiness there, particularly with the backed-up series on the second series. So, but once we got going, I thought he played very well.
Was there one player, one moment when you realized that he was kind of easing in?
I don't really look at it that way. You know, I think you just stay true to what really happened, you know, on the plays that didn't go so well, and you're able to adjust, fix those, and move on, and that's what we did.
Looking forward, what do you got to do to improve over your last time you played the Cardinals?
Absolutely. I mean, there's not too many times you have the opportunity to go back and have a redo. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to get back out there.
Okay. What did Devontae give you?
Devontae's really had his best 2 weeks of practice, and frankly, we were anticipating him having a good night tonight. So hopefully his knee is – we'll find out more tomorrow where he's at.
Was Bakhtiari very close? It seemed like last Sunday he was. Was he very close today?
He's getting better, and hopefully he can do something Wednesday. We won't practice till Wednesday.
Mike, going back to Aaron, that regular season, I forgot about him. There were a lot of times he was –
body language wasn't great. He seemed beaten down, unhappy. We saw him smile today. We saw him. He said he was going to make more conscientious effort to be more positive. Did you see a change in mood from him either during the week?
Well, I mean, he's having fun, and this is what playoff football is all about. So, I mean, we're in the tournament. He has a lot of experience at these games, and it's important for him to go out there, and ignite us. You know, just particularly just not how he plays, but the way he plays. And I thought he definitely did that today.
From an emotional standpoint, how much do you focus on telling the team, you know what, let's just forget about the break. You know, tell us, stop talking about the regular season. But when you talk to them, do you just say, you know what, we're starting over again. Start fresh.
I mean, we have an evaluation process, and our guys are very accountable. I mean, that we have the most extravagant, you know, correction sheets in the history of football. I put ours up against anybody, so they don't like them. You know, they've had enough. So that's the facts of what a Monday looks like. But the playoffs are different. You know, it's especially, you know, we're going to be playing here on Saturday night, so we got to shift gears. And you know, we'll address the things from today that we got to make sure that we correct and build off of too. So, you know, because mistakes also, you know, give you an opportunity to, you know, do something with as you go into your next opponent. So it's all part of the game.
Two more, please.
If I'm wrong, but the last time you guys came in as a wild card team, you won it all.
Yes, 2010 actually was the year. But this is, you know, we're the 2015 Packers. That's something we talk a lot about. So this is our opportunity. We're a different team, and we've obviously got a different challenge going to Arizona.
Back to the pass rush, could you exactly what you were looking for, even if like Nick Perry did here?
Definitely. I thought Nick did some big things. You could see him. I mean, he had a lot of success tonight, and it really was able, you know, for us to able to play defense just with a four-man rush.